بسم الله العلي العظيم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يوم هذا إلى لقاء الله، أما بعد فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد and they devised and Allah devised and Allah is the best deviser. We are continuing the tafsir of Surah Al Imran and we recited verse number 54 and just for the reminder Allah is talking about Prophet Jesus Christ. And he's talking about the plot Jewish people did against him to kill him. And Allah protected him, we know all that. But Allah is saying in this verse, and they devised means Jewish people devised. And Allah devised. And Allah is the best devisers. So the way they plotted against Jesus was they wanted to kill him. And Allah protected Jesus Christ and took him to the heaven, we know that. And the next verse will explain it more in detail about it. So now there is a little discussion about it that it's not only in Jesus' life that there was a plot. We see in all the prophets' life the same thing, like in our prophet's life, Kuffar Quraysh devised, and Allah saved him. And there are a lot of verses about their plot against Prophet in Quran and Hakim, and then Allah sent same kind of verses for Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also the way he described his help towards Jesus Christ. Not only that, but if you see in today's world, we have Islamic revolutions and we see that how the enemy of Islam plotted against the revolution and Allah, how Allah helped believers, you know. Makru makr Allah. What kind of makr Allah does to protect believers? We have seen in our life how Allah protected the revolution. And same way, it's not only that, but in our in the true believer's life in the society, if he has enemies because of his religion, you know, Allah will protect the same way the believer, same way as he protected Jesus, or he protected Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So basically is the principle of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that Allah helps the prophets and believers in the same way. The next verse talks more in detail about how Allah lifted Jesus Christ up to the heaven. The next verse comes, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَعْفِي إِلَيْكَ وَمُتَحْرِكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَجَعَلُوا الَّذِينَ تَعْبُوا فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُمْ فَأَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ فِي مَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. Now this is a long verse and we'll take in different part of this verse. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ. When Allah said, O Jesus, I'll take you. إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ. We'll do inshallah this verse slowly because there's a lot of discussion in this verse. أَتَوَفِّي means to take it completely. This word has been come in Quran. In same way in Surah Zumur, verse number 42, Allahu yatafaffal anfusu heenal mawtiha wallati lam tamut في منامها. Same word came. The translation is Allah takes the souls at the time of their death and those who have not died in their sleep. To explain the word, what is the meaning of Atawafi means to take it. So Allah takes the soul while we sleep and He also takes our soul when we die. So to take it and preserve it is the meaning of Atawafi. So it can be used for the death, but not always for the death. As we explained that in the sleep also He takes our soul, but it doesn't mean that we die. But the word has been used for same purpose. So that is the explanation of this word. So all the Muslims agree that, including Tafsir an-Nur, which is from Ayatul Imani, that Jesus was lifted alive towards heaven, according to the commentary, that He was lifted alive. In Tafsir al-Mizan, which is the volume 6, I am showing you volume 6, it is the English translation, volume 6 of Tafsir al-Mizan, page number 51, volume 6, page number 51. There is a hadith from Imam Raza alayhi salam, please recite wa salawat, Allahumma salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There was, in the eyes of people, any uncertainty, there never was in the eyes of people any uncertainty concerning affairs of any prophet or proof of Allah except the affairs of Isa alone. That means, Imam is saying, that the kind of controversy and uncertainty about Prophet Isa was so much that no prophet had it, because he was taken up from the earth alive and he was given death between the heaven and earth. Then he was taken up to the heaven. So that is the hadith in Mizan, page number 51, volume 6. And the same thing was described by the translation of Ali Quli Qurai Quran translation. The same hadith is narrated about what happened with Isa, Jesus Christ, and he added that when the soul was taken out between heaven and sky, between earth and heaven, but when Jesus reached to the heaven, the soul came back to his body. That was a further explanation. Mm-hmm. Yes. Sixth Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Isa son of Maryam was taken up with a woolen outer garment spun by Maryam and woven by Maryam and sewn by Maryam. But when he reached the heaven, he was addressed, O Isa, lay down your worldly embellishment. So when he was lifted to the heaven, he was told to take out his worldly embellishment. So that's the detail about it. The verse goes further. It's قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَعَفِيكَ إِلَيَّ وَرَعَفِيكَ إِلَيَّ. Now what is the meaning of رَعَفِيكَ إِلَيَّ? Mizan describes that. And raise you up to myself. Now, Mizan has two different explanations for رَعَفِيكَ إِلَيَّ. Raise you to myself. So now raise you to myself. Now the question comes that Allah is saying Rafiq Ilayya means I'll raise you to myself. Allah has no place and position. How Allah is going to raise him to himself? That means that it is the spiritual higher rank for Jesus. That means raising his higher rank spiritually. But second explanation he gave, which is a simpler one, that means he said that Jesus was lifted with his body and a soul both and went to the heaven where angels live, and he was kept there because angels represent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's second easier explanation. وَمُتَحْرَكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا and purify you of those who disbelieve. That's what happened. That Allah says that I'll keep purify from the company of Jews because they were at the time his enemies. Allah said, I'm going to purify and place those who follow you above those who disbelieve until the day of judgment. وَجَعَلُ الَّذِينَ تَعْبَهُ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. This is a, it needs deeper discussion, this verse, and inshallah we'll discuss. Please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allah is saying that he will keep the one who follow Jesus above on a higher level than the one who are disbeliever till the day of judgment. Now the question comes, how Allah will keep them above, how they will be dominating. The first question comes that who are the one who followed Jesus and how they will be above the disbelievers. Now first we see who are the disbelievers. The disbelievers were the Jews who wanted to kill him, right? We know that. So who were the followers? Now we know the true followers of Jesus were the one who really believed Jesus as the prophet, not believed in Trinity, we know that. There were only few of them, we know that. And we can say, who has followed Jesus? Muslims, because they believed him as a prophet and believed the book which came with him. So in reality, those are the ones who followed. But when we see that their number is always small, those true Christians were very few, and then Muslims came, and they are not dominating anyway, right? We see Muslims are not being dominated in today's world, and those Christians who were the true Christians, we don't see them much around. So how it means that they will be dominating till the day of judgment? I always wonder about it. And now this verse explains very well, and Mizan did a great job. May Allah reward. Allama taba tabai to the highest level. Please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So, one explanation is that maybe their ideology is superior than the ideology of Jewish ideology. And although their true number is small, but their ideology is bigger. Mizan said that's not enough explanation. The explanation should be more about it. So, they came to the best conclusion in their opinion, and I think this is a great conclusion. What they said, that now they start explaining that when Allah talks about Jewish people who killed, who were against the previous prophets and they killed them, Allah addressed the Jews of the prophet time as if they were the part of it, right? Although their forefathers killed those prophets, right? And they tortured Prophet Moses. But Allah addressed them as they were part of it. That means Allah, when certain people do something, Allah addressed to the whole nation. Although certain are responsible, but Allah addressed to the whole nation. In this situation, the one who followed Jesus, Allah is not taking the only few Christians who were true believers. Allah included all the Christians, even who believed in Trinity, as the one who followed Jesus. That's it means. And now we can understand this verse in a better perspective. And now he says not only them, but that all the Muslims come also in that group who followed Jesus. So if we take these two big groups, like all general Christians and all the Muslims, for certainly they dominate Jews in today's world, and they'll dominate till the day of judgment. Please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Summa ilayhi marja'kum fa'akumu bainakum fima kuntum fihi takhtalifun. Then Allah says, then unto me shall be you return, and I shall judge between you as to that therein you used to differ. Allah says in this verse, then you all will come return to me, and I'll judge between you what you differ. He's talking to everybody, Jews, Christians, and Muslims, that what you have been differing, you are all coming to me, and I'm going to judge between you. May Allah protect us from the Allah's judgment on the day of judgment, and we beg Allah for His mercy, not for His judgment. We seek Allah's refuge about His judgment towards us. We seek, we beg Allah to give His mercy and pardon. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Fa amma alladhina kafaru fa u'adhibuhum azabam shadidan fi dunya wal akhirah wa ma lahum min nasirin. And as to those who disbelieve, I shall chastise them with a severe chastisement in this world and the hereafter, and they will have no helpers. Now this verse is toward Jewish people. For amma ladena kafaru, the one who did kufr was a Jewish people. Allah says, I am going to chastise them in this world and next world. And wama lahum min nasin, and they will have no helper. Now we, in this verse, we can understand how Allah punished Jews in this world. We see that Jewish people were never at peace. They never had any land. You know, they were always punished in this world. You know, in Europe they were punished. Everywhere they are punished. Allah says in Quran, "Fid dunya wal akhirah." Allah punished them. They were never at peace. Still they are not at peace. And in hereafter, وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ, and they have no helper. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. And as to those who believe and do righteous works, He will pay them their reward fully, and Allah does not love the unjust. Now this verse explained in detail. What we explained before will be clarified in this verse in better sense. What we talked about, that the one who followed Jesus were the whole group of Christianity and Muslims. Allah said, I'll give them dominance, right? We talked about it. But it was just a dominance, right? Allah talked about the dominance. But now when Allah talks about giving reward, the verse changed completely. Verse is different. Now rule is different. At that time Allah just talked about dominance, but now Allah says, and as to those who believe and do righteous among this whole group, which is going to get dominance, Allah again, then pick the truthful ones, the righteous ones who believed in, not in Trinity, but Jesus the Prophet, and Muslims, same thing with Muslims too. One who believed and do good deeds. Now rule is changed in Quran. Subhanallah. See? And as to those who believe and do righteous work, He will pay them their reward fully. For you of him ujuru. And Allah does not love the unjust. See, generally, you know, Mizan pointed out, and when Allah talks about great reward, he puts His kind names like Ghafur Rahim, you know. But in this verse, Allah didn't put Ghafur Rahim after such a his kind words, you know. Wallahu, but He changed the word. Wallahu la yuhibbu dhalimin. Why? Mizan explained that because Allah is addressing the nation which is going to dominate Jews, that although this is going to dominate Jews, but there will be only the few will be rewarded. Wallahu la yuhibbu dhalimin. Allah doesn't love unjust one, because most of in the Christian world and Muslim world we have so many zalimins. Allah will not reward them, although they are dominating. But they will not be, Allah doesn't love them. Please the silent salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Zalika natluhu alayka min al ayati wa zikri al hakim. This we recite unto you of the signs and wise reminder. Now, Allah, now we got to go to the thoughtfulness. Zalika. Allah said, this we recite. Allah said, we recite unto you. Allah is saying, Prophet, we are reciting to you our signs. And this is a wise reminder. Allah is saying, we are reciting to you, Prophet. When Allah recites to Prophet, follower of Prophet feel Allah's holy presence on their heart too. And they feel the holy essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their heart. Because if you clarify your heart, Allah talks to us. Also, Allah is kind to all the believers. It's not just only for Prophet. And that's why many people get tafsir in their heart clearly, and they memorize Quran, because Allah reveals to them. You know, we should be so hopeful to Allah's mercy, you know. As the follower of Prophet ﷺ, we have to follow Prophet's footstep, and we get part of it. We cannot get whole of it, but part of it. Please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Inna masla Isa indallahi ka masli Adam. خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. The likeness of Jesus with Allah is the likeness of Adam. He created him from the dust, then he said to him, be, and he was. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we have to see how, in which context these verses are coming. Now we have to see the context. The context was there was a group of Christians who came from Najran to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were arguing about Jesus being the Son of God. And Prophet kept explaining to them about the reality of Jesus being the Prophet and not the Son of God. And Allah sent these verses. Allah sent these verses in support of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he explained that the likeness of Jesus with Allah is the likeness of Adam. He created him from the dust, then he said to him, be, and he was. So the logic which Quran is giving is that the logic that Adam had no father and mother. If Jesus had no father, Adam did not have any parent, and he was created when Allah said, be, and he was. Same thing happened to Jesus, that Allah said, be, and he was. We explained in the last lecture for kun fayakun in detail in the last lecture, and Allah is repeating about it, that Allah, Jesus was created just like Adam as kun fayakun, be, and he was there. Yes. الحق من ربك فلا تكن من الممترين. The truth from your Lord, therefore be not you of the doubters. This is such a beautiful verse that Allah is saying, الحق من ربك, this is the truth from your Lord. Mizan says, the truth is from whom? From Lord. Where the truth is coming from? From Lord. It has to be truth. فلا تكن من الممترين. So there are two realities here. In this verse, there are two realities. One is from the Lord, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the truth. But the second reality is the simple logic. The logic Allah presented is such a beautiful logic. In my own life, I live in a Christian country. In my own life, I gave this logic to all the Christians. And I asked them that if you believe that Jesus was Son of God because he had no father, what about Adam? He had no parents. Do any answer why he was not called Son of God? And they had no answer. And you will never get from them any answer, because it's a simple logic. So when Allah says, Al-Haqq min Rabbika, it has two things. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ta'agi himself, the Haqq, because Al-Haqq, all truth comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And second is, it's such a clear logic that nobody can refuse it. That how come Adam was not called a Son of God? Nobody has answered, because it's a clear logic. May Allah guide towards His truth. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Well, so Prophet argued with them with these Quranic verses and logic, but those people who came from Najran did not hear him. And they kept arguing to the point that they came to the point that let's do mubahila, means mutual cursing. Let's do mutual cursing, because they were not hearing that. So let's do mutual cursing. So this So, these groups of Christians said that tomorrow if Prophet brings his companion, then he is not on the truth, but if he brings his family, then he is on the truth. So then when they came the next day for the place of Mubaila, the mutual cursing, it is like 2 kilometers from Prophet's mosque, you know. That place was the outskirts of Medina at that time. And now it's inside Medina, because Medina grew And now they built a mosque there, it's called Masjid ul Ijaba, where the ritual cursing happened, Mubayla. So Prophet came for Mubayla, and he came with himself and his daughter Fatima Zahra Salam alayhi, and his brother Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Hasnain, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Those were the personalities who came with him. And he, when he came in open, he said, O Allah, they are my household, they are my Ahlul Bayt. So, you know, like Muslims argue about who are Prophet's Ahlul Bayt, you know. This is a big argument that Prophet's wives are included as Ahlul Bayt. But Allah wanted to show to the Muslim world that his Ahlul Bayt are only Holy Five. And that came through the words, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَلَوْ نَدْعُوا أَبْنَانَا وَأَبْنَاكُمْ وَنِسَانَا وَنِسَاكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. And whoever dispute with you concerning him, after what has come to you of knowledge, say, come, let us call our sons and your sons, and our women and your women, and ourself and yourself, and let us invoke in earnest and lay the curse of Allah upon the liars. So it was a mutual curse, because they argued, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِي مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاكَ. If they keep arguing after the knowledge came about him, Allah says, so you call your sons, because person loves the most is his sons. And the history says that when two sons called, sons were called, only Hasnain came. Only Hasnain came. Imam Hasan was in the lab, and Imam Hasan was holding his finger and walking with him. And Nisana, women, is a plural. But history shows that only his only daughter came. Although Quran gave room for the plural women, his wives were sitting in the home. He could have brought them, but they did not fit in to be in the contest. And self, anfasana, ourself, the Muslim world watched it. On that day, in self, it was not only Prophet, but also his cousin and his successor, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please recite on salawat. Sallallahu Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Mamun asked Imam Raza alayhi salam, Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is your logic? What is your defense for the successorship of your grandfather Imam Ali to be the successor of Prophet? Imam recited this verse, say, in the self, anfusana, he is the part of self. Such a simple answer. That's why he is the successor. Quran is easy to understand if you don't have any envy or jealousy about Ahlul Bayt. Such easy to understand. In the self, there were only two companions were sitting on the side. They didn't come into self. They were sitting there, they're watching. And nor they said that why we were not included in self, because they knew they were not in self. And nobody argued to Prophet that why you put Imam Ali as self, because they knew the status of Imam Ali at that time. Nobody argued. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. So when they all came in the open to curse each other, the bishop said that, I see these faces, that if we contest today, if they pray to Allah to move the mountain will move. So they got the idea, so they came to Prophet and said, we don't want to curse, we don't want to have mutual curse. So Prophet said that, then you accept Islam. Kaka, we cannot accept Islam. So the Prophet said, I'll fight with you. Kaka, no, I don't want to, we want to fight with you. So they said, what we'll do in that, we'll pay you every year some ransom, you know. And there are details about how much they pay, to pay every year. They used to pay for the not accepting Islam, for the protection against them, you know. So Prophet said that today they did not accept it because of the love of cross, love of wine and love of swine. They didn't accept Islam today. And Prophet said that if they would have come into the mutual cursing, Allah could have filled the valley of Najran in the fire and make them monkeys and pigs, swines, and the year would not have finished, but all Krishna of the world could have been died. That is the status of holy five, because they are the true ones and they are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. Inna haza lahu al-qasasul haq. Inna haza lahu al-qasasul haq. Wama min ilahin illallah. Wa inna allaha lahu al-azizul hakeem. Inna, verily. This is certainly the true explanation. Inna haza, verily, haza this. Lahuwal qasasul haq. Lahuwal. La is again surely. Huwal means this. Huwal, this one. The true explanation. Wama min ilahin illallah. There is no God but Allah. And verily, Allah is mighty and wise. See, Allah can't profit hard by these verses about the story of Jesus, which he revealed to Prophet ﷺ and said that to calm his heart down, he said surely so many times, inna lahuwal qasasul haq. It should come to us. Prophet's heart was calmer, but it's for us today to calm our heart down when we do contest with Christian brothers about our religion. Because Allah is saying to us, inna hadha lahuwal qasasul haq. Wama min ilahin illallah. Allah is telling us, there is no God but Allah. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Our Lord is mighty and wise. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُفْسَدِينَ. But if they turn back, then verily Allah is all-knowing of the mischief makers. So why did they turn back? Why those Christians turn back? For the love of the world. For the love of the world, they turn back. For the love of the world, they turn back. We go back to the story of Jesus, you know. When Jesus, we read the beginning verse, when Allah lifted Jesus to heaven. We read that verse. See, when Jesus was going in that night, when he was lifted to the heaven, he said that you will be divided into three groups. Two will go to hellfire and one will go to paradise. Who follow Shamun will go to paradise and two will go to hellfire. Can you imagine how people turn around? فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. The followers of Jesus turn around. See the تَوَلَّوْا. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. Jesus' follower turn around. Only one group followed him. Now let me give you a little bit more story on Jesus, then we'll inshallah go to the Messiah. The two groups turned and went to the fire who were with Jesus. And one group stayed, who follow Shamun. And Jesus says that tonight I'll be lifted up. One person who is willing to take my shape will be killed and he'll be with me in the rank in paradise. So a young man said, I want to be that. So you be. So he looked like Jesus and he got crucified next day. And Jesus said that one person will reject me 12 times. So another person said, is it me? Jesus said, that your heart says that, then you be that. And Jesus was lifted alive. And the Jews came and took that young man, and he looked like Jesus and he was crucified. Another man rejected Jesus 12 times. See, that's how it happened. For in tawallah, they rejected Jesus. That's what happened to Muslims too. That when Prophet was leaving the last sermon, he said, I leave with you book and my family, which he showed on the day of mutual cursing, right? He showed holy five. People turn around. Because we'll be surprised if people did not turn around, because we saw in the Quran how people turn around all the time. If Muslim did not turn around, we'll be surprised how come Muslim became different. They turn around too. This time in this context, in the context, Imam Hussein was the fifth one, the smallest child. On the day of Ashura, he was alone in this contest. This contest was a different contest. This mutual cursing was not the cursing of the tongue, but it was a fight between the truth and the falsehood. This is not, at that time Christians were smart and they accepted the reality of Ahlul Bayt and they left. But these Muslims were so ignorant, they knew this is the Prophet's grandson. Imam Hussain kept saying, I am Prophet's grandson. Don't you see that? They were worse than those who left in Mubaila and they were ready to kill Imam Hussain alayhi salam. The hardship of Imam Hussain, Imam Hussain said, no matter how much I'll tell, you will not hear me because you are haram in your bellies. And they did not live over Imam Hussain. May Allah curse the killers of Imam Hussain.
Allah, 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 All